707, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Warm today, but showers passing through this afternoon. High of 54. Right now it's 46. Regardless of whether you were naughty or nice this year, you're going to get Christmas presents. You and I both know that. It's like how you basically have to tip a server, even though they're terrible.
They might just be having a bad day.
Or how you have to make, you know, the best of two terrible choices when you're voting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a new survey found the top 10 naughty things we did this year.
And let's see if we're on the list.
Let's start making marks. Okay.
When you say naughty, I think dirty stuff. So,
all right. 7% of us have found a purse or wallet and kept it.
Nope. It's awful. No.
No.
8% of us have bullied someone.
I don't think so.
We have. I mean, you've bullied people without really knowing that you're doing it.
Oh, you know.
Yes. I don't know. I'm just saying.
17% have cheated on their taxes.
No.
19%.
Come on.
19% of people in relationships cheated. 19%.
Wow, that's high.
That's bad.
27% gossiped.
That seems like a low.
That's way low.
Very much so.
30% have had sexual thoughts about their significant other's friends.
I think that's probably higher, too.
What's so funny?
I just think that's a funny one to put on the list.
33% lied to their significant other about where they were going or what they were doing. 33% threw trash in the recycling bin.
Uh-oh.
But if
that's easy to do on accident.
Yeah. And I liked it.
Stop.
And if there's nothing else around for you to put it in, where are you supposed to put it?
52% use their kids as an excuse to get out of doing something.
Mm-hmm.
What about dogs?
Same.
Got to get home.
Sure. That's your child. Yeah.
Just because you wanted to leave?
Yeah.
I feel bad for the parents whose kids are, you know, growing, like they're coming of age and they don't really, they can't really use them as an excuse. They're like, what do I do? What do I say?
You have to have another baby.
57% faked sick to get out of doing something because they don't have any kids to blame.
Right.
So there you go. That's what. That's how we've been naughty this year in 2015. All right, you're going to kick out of this. If you're taking your kids on a big family trip anytime soon, don't take them to a place that's played out like Disney World or New York City or someplace supposedly exciting. Take them where they really want to go. East Central Tennessee. TripAdvisor. What's so funny?
Have That's you ever awesome. Been to East Central Tennessee?
I've driven through it.
Let's go to Tyler.
Yes.
Sounds awesome.
TripAdvisor did a list of 10 vacation spots in the U.S. that are supposedly trending.
Mm-hmm.
I put trending in air quotes because it's trending. Meaning more people are booking trips there, at least more trips there now compared to last year. And number one was Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Have you guys
How
ever been?
How about that?
Yes.
Yeah, I have. Have you two ever been?
No.
It's you would love it, Jen. There's a ton of shopping there. I mean, they have outlet malls and really nice, like, crafty style stuff.
And fudge.
And fudge.
Well, I'm in.
What's that art called? That chainsaw art you like?
I love chainsaw art.
That stuff
art.
Is everywhere. Yeah.
I mean, several pieces.
Ask you Tim. It's everywhere down there.
It's in the Smoky Mountains. It has one of the biggest national parks in the country.
Yeah.
It's about 20 minutes from Dollywood. Which I don't even... Is that an amusement park? Like, yes. They have rides at Dollywood?
Oh, yeah. That's sure a big do. Deal.
Mm-hmm. They have little coasters and Ferris wheels.
Yeah. Gatlinburg, Tennessee. The rest of the top 10 goes Orange Beach, Alabama. Destin, Florida. South Lake Tahoe, California. Jackson, Wyoming. Estes Park, Colorado, Anchorage, Alaska, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
How about that?
Which I think is a great restaurant scene there.
And they have a fun town. I mean, if you think Cincinnati's a fun town, Pittsburgh's fun too. I mean, don't get me wrong. I get it, Steelers or whatever. But they have a lot to do there. I mean, they have little ferries that take you across the river to different parts of the town. It's cool.
Yeah, your sports issues, your sports prejudices aside.
Yes.
Portland, Maine also. Now, I lived in Portland, Maine before it was cool. Yeah. And there wasn't much going on in Portland, Maine, but I have since visited and a lot has changed. It has become this very cool, fun, quirky, hip.
Well, you probably kicked it off when you were living there. You turned that town around
what
and
can
then
I
you
tell
up
you?
And left.
You're such a trendsetter.